You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Last Friday's jobs report was okay, but not great. 245,000 jobs added to the economy, but the rate of job growth slowed, and a lot of people just gave up looking for jobs. It is another piece of pressure on lawmakers to do something. Some members of Congress are expected to unveil a new COVID-19 relief package today. The $908 billion bill is the latest attempt at compromise, more than Republicans wanted, less than Democrats wanted. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Sabri.
So how would that $908 billion be spent?
Well, it would pay for an extra $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits. It would also reauthorize the Paycheck Protection Program, those forgivable loans for small businesses. It's also expected to include $160 billion in aid for state governments, and it would extend a freeze on evictions. It could also include coronavirus liability protections for businesses that would protect them from being sued if an employee or customer got COVID.
These negotiations have dragged on 4 months. Is this real progress? Why are they making progress now?
Sabri, members of Congress are a lot like college students. They don't really buckle down and get to work until right before a deadline, and they are up against a lot of deadlines right now. Most federal unemployment benefits from the CARES Act run out the day after Christmas, and the federal moratorium on evictions runs out December 31st, plus the economy is stalling.
So is this then a done deal? I mean, how close are we here?
It's not a done deal. Some Democrats are against it because it doesn't include those $1,200 relief checks that were in the CARES Act. And some Republicans don't like giving aid to states. They say that's a bailout.
All right, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.